Sandy, and Duke. In the early 1900s, on a small Blackland Prairie farm in Ellis County, Texas, there lived two dogs, Sandy and Duke. They were not just family pets, they were hard-working members of the farm family, and everyone knew the farm would not be the same without them. Families depended on the land for almost everything they needed. The farm had fields of cotton and corn, chickens, cattle, and a barn filled with tools and hay. There were no tractors to do every job, and no quick way to call for help. Every person and every animal had an important job. Each morning before sunrise, Sandy checked the farmhouse, barn, and chicken coop. If she heard something unusual, she barked to warn the family. She chased away wild animals and helped protect the livestock. When the farmer took the cattle to pasture, Duke worked beside him. He kept the herd together, made sure none wandered away, and knew when to run ahead or circle behind. His quick thinking helped the farmer move the cattle safely. Sandy also watched over the children as they explored the creek, climbed trees, or gathered eggs. She was more than a playmate. She was a protector. If something seemed wrong, her bark quickly alerted the family. During busy days in the cotton fields, Sandy rested nearby but always kept watch. When the family returned home, she greeted them and made sure all was well. At night, while the family gathered inside the farmhouse, Sandy curled up near the door. Though tired from the day's work, she still listened for anything out of place. The farm was her home, and the people and animals were her family. Sandy and Duke were loved and respected. They were helpers, guardians, workers, and faithful friends. More than 100 years ago, a good farm dog was much more than a pet. Dogs like Sandy and Duke were an important part of the team that helped families care for their land, livestock, and one another. Every morning, the family knew they had two loyal partners beside them, each with four paws, a wagging tail, and an important job to do.